Would He Not Stab It with a Thousand Wounds? By Thomas Brooks. Sin never appears so odious as when we behold it in the red glass of Christ's sufferings. Can we look upon sin as the occasion of all Christ's sufferings? Can we look upon sin as that which made Christ a curse, and which made Him forsaken of His Father, and which made Him live such a miserable life, and which brought Him to die such a shameful, painful, and cruel death, and our hearts not rise against it? Shall our sins be grievous unto Christ, and shall they not be odious unto us? Shall He die for our sins, and shall not we die to our sins? Did not He suffer for sin, that we might cease from sin? If one would kill our Father, would we hug and embrace Him? Surely not. We would be revenged on Him. Sin has killed our Savior, and shall we not be revenged on it? Can a man look upon that snake which has stung his dearly loved wife to death, and preserve it alive, warm it at the fire, and hug it in his bosom? Would he not stab it with a thousand wounds? It is sin which has stung our dear Jesus to death, which has crucified our Lord, clouded His glory, and shed His precious blood. Oh, how should this stir up our indignation against sin? Ah, how can a Christian make much of those sins which have killed his dearest Lord? How can he cherish those sins which betrayed Christ, and bound Christ, and condemned Christ, and scourged Christ, and which violently nailed Him to the cross, and there murdered Him? It was neither Judas, nor Pilate, nor the Jews, nor the soldiers, which could have done our Lord Jesus the least hurt, had not our sins, like so many butchers and hangmen, come in to their assistance. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.